Nic.
Alright, so just give a few cases on ribbis to broaden. People don't realize how common some of the shadows can be. Start with actually a story. I think it was Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld came to Yosef Chaim Mashaila. There was somebody who used to lend money for ribbis in that straw, friar. So the Chavakilish didn't want to bury him. And the children were, said it's not fair, they were children of Frum, they said please, please let him do it. So Chadush said, listen, a normal plot is $10,000, we don't want to bury it. If you want to bury it, $250,000. So he went to Yosef Chaim, so Yosef Chaim says, yeah, that's they're right. So a normal person, after I'm trying to chis amazim, but this person is not renting, he's buying land. There's different daggers in ribbis. There's ribbis which is awesome in Atira. That's a simple case. He lent me £100. Yes, on condition you pay me back £120. That's pure ribbis deraisa. Then the various isuri drabonon on ribbis, which are people not all are aware. And some of them have a terim, and you have to be aware different ones have different types of a terim. For example, to borrow a bag of potatoes, to pay back a bag of potatoes, it's ribbis. Why? Because when I borrow a bag of potatoes, maybe potatoes are worth £5. When you pay back, if they're worth £6, it comes out the value of what I've paid back is bigger than the value which you borrowed. That's one type which there are terim for it. There's another type which is called psika, which is you come to the store and you say, right, I'd like to buy this table, this type of table. They say, well, I don't have it in store. If you give me now £1,000, then, no, they don't say discount. Give me £1,000, I'll give you the table. But your table's only arriving in 3 months' time. In the meantime, he has £1,000 to use for 3 months. By the time the table arrives, there was Brexit, and the tables are now really worth £1,500. But he has to honour his deal, which is £1,000, based upon the fact that he's already laid out £1,000. That's another, again, various Ethereum, but that's another type without the Ethereum, that's Issa Drabonon. Another case is Tarasha, it's the opposite way around, which is that you come to the store, you say, I'd like to buy the table on credit. You don't have the money. You say, fine, here's the table, pay me over time. Now, if that price is more than it would be if you pay immediately, again, it's a ribbis.
It's monstrous.
It's not ribbis. The reason it's not ribbis deraisa is because there's no halvah. Ribbis deraisa can only be, lend me money and I pay you back more. Whenever it's done through a sale, it's never deraisa. Then there's something called iska. Iska is a business deal. So what's the difference between a business deal and a loan? The difference is very simple. If I come to you and say, instead of lending you £100, I'll do business. I'll give you £100 and you give me back £120 business. So that doesn't help. What's the difference? When does it turn from a business deal into a loan? Every business deal is risk. So whenever there's risk, you're allowed to halachically have gain. If there's no risk, then there's no gain. So when there's no risk, I give you £100, in theory there's no risk, you're supposed to be paying back. I lend you £100 and you have to pay back £120, there's no risk. Whatever you do with that money, even if you do a bad investment, you still don't go crying, oh, I borrowed the money and I did an investment, it wasn't good. It's too bad, you still have to pay me back. That is halva, that's halva, and then there's ribbis. Iska is trying to give me the money, I'm going to invest it. If it does well, we'll go 50-50 on the profits, whatever the arrangements are. And if it doesn't do well, you've lost your money. That's iska. Heta iska is a big, big chiddush, which is not brought out in Shulchan Aruch, happened after the Shulchan Aruch, which is that people, the only business they could do at the time was with money, was by lending money effectively. So they wanted to be guaranteed of their money back, but that's ribbish. So it's a setup based on iska, which is, heta iska means that really it's an iska, hence the word heta iska. It's really an iska, which is I give you X money, and you have to give, and you give me back more because it's an investment. And I understand that if the investment goes bad, I'm not getting my money back. But then there's a little twitch. But I don't trust you, and the only way I'm going to believe you is if you bring Adim, and not Stam Adim. You've got to bring other Reb Chaim Kineski together with somebody else, and then I'll believe you. Otherwise, I don't believe you. And that's the way that it gets around. But now one of the big things that they change, it's wrong. It can be very tricky. Is if you know what the iska is. Otherwise you say, okay, so you want money. Why do you want money? Because you're buying property A. Where is it? Right around the corner from you. Fine, okay, for that I'll do your hatiska. You drive around the property and you see the property's on fire. You know it burnt to the ground. You know there was thing. You know it went. And you say, no, I don't believe you. Bring me Mechan Fieska, I don't believe you. What do you don't believe me? You know very well. So one of the things that they've done now in the recent hatiska is they've actually put a clause in, which is that I haven't invested in any particular property. Invested in every overall. Now, it's very nice if you're dealing with a businessman. If you're dealing with a Koeniger man and he's got his one thing that he's borrowed money to make a chasna, but on terms like this, and you know that there's nothing there, it's only he's got his house, and you know it burnt down. Another thing is ribis devarim, which is you borrow money for somebody, right? And then you feel for. Okay, ba'am aliyah is even more, but let's say, give me shaberach ba'am aliyah. You would never normally have given this person a mishaberach. But because you lend your money, you feel, so you forget things like shlachmonas and something extra, that's much worse than ribis tavarim. So say, that's a shlachmonas case. Oh, to say extra, you wouldn't normally greet that person, but now you greet him. Now it's tricky, because there are some times where two people don't know each other. Somebody sets them up because one's got money, one needs money, and he borrows money off him. But if that setup wasn't because of that, if the setup was because, I don't know, for any other reason, the gemach, somebody set up two people to run a gemach together, all of a sudden, now that there's a kesher, they would say hello. It's not because of the loan. That's definitely mutter. Here he's talking about somebody that even after the loan, even after the connection, he still will walk past him in the street. And now he's making a point of going over to him every time and saying, good morning, and that good morning is only because he's lending the money. Shlomo Zalman, very interesting, Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, that, what can you say thank you? You borrow £100 from somebody, yeah, you pay it back, and you say thank you very much for lending me. So Rosh Hashanah writes in the Tshuva that is mutter. Why is it mutter? So because when you say thank you, it's not really giving him anything. It's just being mentioned of kite. Now there was somebody, I believe from Manchester, who wrote off to Rosh Hashanah, but Shulchan Aruch Rav says not like that. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that you're not allowed to say thank you. So it's brought down the Tshuva of Shulchan Shleim, but they bring down in the main print, the Tshuva of Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter. Then he's got written at the bottom, in small, that Shlomo Zalman was very upset that they wrote this Tshuva, because he was chayzer from it, and they told him not to write it and to bring this other one. They left it in little at the bottom. But Shlomo Zalman said, you can't say thank you, because you're saying thank you very much for lending me. It's more than just saying good morning, which you would say to normally. Now, sometimes it's very hard, like you say about money, okay. Oh, so something like that, right? Something like that. That's gets around those problems. The other cases are you go in the airport and you don't have money on you. Oh, somebody asks you, can you bring me something from it? So you're going to the airport, duty free, buy something duty free, and you put it on a credit card, right? And then for whatever reason you didn't pay it back in time, he gets a credit card bill, he gets interest. He can't charge you that. But there are certain cases. For example, let's say somebody comes to you and says, I'd like to borrow off you a nice home, I don't know what it is, £5,000. Now, you don't have £5,000 in the mattress. For such a big figure, you have to go a whole thing with the bank, yeah? And my bank is 10 minutes away, it's a pain in the neck, and I don't have a car now. So if you want me, I'll go, but I have to take a taxi, it's going to cost £10. That's the all. My bank charged me, every time I withdraw money, charged me £5. So you have to pay that £5. That's mutter. Because that's. Not if it's an interest related. Only if it is something which the way for me to get to my money, it's as if I say to you, okay, you can go to my money and take it out of the account. So you would also have to take a taxi there. So the same taxi that you have to take there, I'm taking there. That's not a problem.
And why an interest? Can you make a clause that if I get charged interest, you have to pay it?
No, because interest, the bank are charging you interest. Yeah, which entitled to do because they're going, and you're charging it to him.
And you borrow 200, it's going to cost me £20.
Doesn't make a difference. And I'll tell you when the biggest problem with this is where people are buying houses in other people's names. So somebody can't get a mortgage because it's on benefits, whatever it is. He goes up to an older person who can get his father-in-law or somebody, and he says, right, okay, you go and take a loan. I want to buy this property. Here's the down payment, £30,000. Buy this property for £300,000. So the father-in-law, whoever it is, goes to the bank and borrows off the bank effectively £270,000, giving interest per month, whatever it is. And then he goes, and who's really borrowing the money? He lends that money after that to his son-in-law, and the son-in-law is paying interest. So it's two different alvars. There's the bank to the father-in-law, that's one alvar, which is fully mutter because it's a bank as a goy, right? And then he is lending to his son-in-law, Ribis Deraisa. Right? So there are ways around that. One of the ways, it's not Gamsen Pasha, is to work out a structure how it's based, the money that they're paying, between rent and a loan. In other words, £30,000 the son-in-law gives to the father-in-law to buy the property. The father-in-law has borrowed £270,000 off the bank. Right? And then, every month, wherever the charge is £600, normally it's £400 capital, £200 interest. The interest is considered rent. So the father-in-law's a big portion that he owns. And the rest is buying, slowly but surely, buying the property off his father-in-law. It's complicated. It needs to be sorted. Somebody who wants to do something like that needs to make sure it goes thereof and set it up properly. The Shulchan Aruch Mo brings down a shaila, because machlok is special, you have to be machmer for it. Is, can I say to you, I'll lend you £100 on condition, making chasen now, you need £5,000, a lot of money. I'll tell you what, I'll lend £5,000 on condition that when I make a chasen, if I ever need money, then you'll lend me £5,000. Yeah? So Pashas, that's asa. Why is it asa? Because the whole reason you're lending me the 5,000, let's say in 2 years down the line, I say, right, okay, it's your turn now, I need 1,000 from you. Now you've got just about 5,000, it's hard for you, but you feel like you're contracting now to lend me that 5,000 against your wish, simply because I lent you 5,000 2 years ago. That's ribbis. Because you're only giving me this alvar because I gave you the previous alvar.
You're not charging extra.
But if you look at the first alvar, the first guy, Reuven says, okay, I'll lend Shimon. Why am I lending Shimon? I'm lending Shimon because in 2 years' time, it might suit me well. Really, I wouldn't lend you money. £5,000 to you? Nah. But it's worth it. Because in 2 years' time, now I've got the liquid cash, so now I'm okay. And it's good time for me, because in 5 years' time, when I'm going to need the money.
There's no time in the contract.
The fact that when I come to you, you have to lend me the money, because the Shabbat I lent you,
That's
really a problem.
And you land out tonight and the guy does something like good shuffles.
That's even worse. That could be a ribis deraisa. Except, there's a Moshe Steinwitz got a trip about that. You can lend somebody a friar. Friar comes to you, says, I want to borrow from you £1,000. So I tell you what, I'll lend you £1,000 on condition you put on tefillin for the next 2 weeks. So there's a Moshe that you can do. Why? Because he's mechayv anyway to put on tefillin. So you're just forcing him to do it. But if you take something which isn't a chiyuv, something which is a hiddur, I'll lend you £1,000, but I need you to bring in Shabbos 5 minutes earlier this week. So that's zikha ribis. Because it's not a chiyuv to do it, it's a very nice thing. And he's only doing it because the money you lend him, even though you think, your belief is, I'm going to get him to do a chashuv thing. But it's not the ends don't justify the means. I make you do a mitzvah. It's even worse. Ribis Devarim is really, you're not giving me anything. Here, I'll lend you £1,000 on condition you jump over there for the next 10 minutes. What do I gain from jumping? I like watching you jump. It's a power. It's a control. It's a control. People pay a lot of money for this sort of control. Says Kveiga takes it to a new stage. He's with Tzarchim, but takes it to a new stage. He says like this: what happens if it happened? Reuven says to Shimon, I'll lend you £5,000 on condition that when I want the money, you'll lend me £5,000. Says Kveiga, we got Tzarchim, says, what happens? So now you're over Isseribis because you shouldn't have made this condition. And it both stages happen. So Reuven lent Shimon, paid him back, and now Shimon has lent Reuven. Says Kveiga, it could be that he's mechayev to pay him back not just £5,000. £5,000 plus the value that people would have to borrow £5,000 for that tkufa. How good for that is ribis?
Proper ribis.
Says no. He said, because you only lent me the money because of what I lent you, and that was asa. And there's a value to that. So the value to that you have to give me, so there shouldn't be ribis. It leads with Tzarachin. He's got a Chashan Akher. Maybe even have to do that, which is the exact opposite of what a person would think. So what do you mean? This, if you look at the second loan individually, I lent you 5,000 and you gave me back 5,200. How can that be Mutter? Says you give it, no, how good for it. It might be also to only give you back 5,000. Because if I only give you back 5,000, comes out that the first Alvar, which I gave you the first stage of the story, was also. Another big common case is different currencies. This is very, very common. Because different currencies, so let's say if somebody comes to here in England and says, I'm going to take this role next week, have you got any shkolim? Say, yeah, no problem, I'll lend you. Oh, do you want 1,000 shekel? Here's 1,000 shekel. Give me 1,000 shekel when you get back. What's the problem? Problem is that 1,000 shekel in England is like potatoes. Yeah, like potatoes. But it's even worse than potatoes. Because potatoes, there's something called the sha shabashuk. That means there's a value to potato. We talked earlier about, can I lend you a sack of potatoes in order to get back a sack? So we said there could be a problem. Why? Because a sack of potatoes is £5. When I pay it back, it's worth £6. It could be ribbis. One of the criteria for that is called yotza sha, which means if there's a market value of £5, it means anybody can go to Colby Albers, whatever shop, and buy this bag for £5. So therefore, it's mutter. Why? Because when I lend you these potatoes, if you want, you can sell them to somebody else, and then go with your £5 and buy another sack of potatoes. And therefore, that is mutter. Now, if there's no shah, that means I lend you something which there's no market price for, that's right again, asa. But as a side point, as a question, what's the difference between borrowing something and renting something? Yeah? As I say, you go to rent a car, you rent a car, and you give back extra money. Why is that not ribbis? I gave you your car back and £20 a day. Why is that not ribbis? The answer is that when you rent something, there's a pchas. The value of the car, every mile you make, it goes down slightly. So you're ruining the object. That is called a rental. Yeah? Money which you give doesn't get damaged. Right? Besides that, as another nakuda is that money is made for you to spend and give back different money. You don't give back, you can, but you're not mechayev to give back exactly the same. Right. You can't go, so that's the whole shayla. The one is if I give you money just to look, I got these funny 50p pieces and I lend it to you, you're not allowed to spend them. You want to give a speech all about different shapes and all different, you know, they've got the different logos on these 50p pieces. You want to give a shia about all of this. You want to borrow off me the 10 and I need these 10 back. So that could be, then it could be whether that's halva or not, it's a different child. Anyway, I've lost where I was going.
Different currencies.
Right. So if I have to borrow 1,000 shekel and pay back, the problem is in the meantime, the shekel's gone up, and there's no shah, because currencies change so quick, a shah has to be, a shah in the place can be exactly how long a shah is, but currencies definitely don't have a shah. It's changing the whole time. So therefore, it's also to lend somebody 1,000 shekel to get back 1,000 shekel. It's also to on them. And if somebody does it, they've got to make sure they pay back less. That means if the shekel, you borrowed 1,000 shekel, it was worth £100. Now they're worth £110. You're only allowed to pay back £100. You're not allowed to pay back 110. So you can't get back 1,000 shekel. You have to work out how much it is and pay that rest back. What's that? If? Then, because it goes like this. You're mechayev to pay back 1,000 shekel. So if it goes down less, I borrowed 1,000 shekel, here's your 1,000 shekel back. But if it goes more, you're always worse off. If it goes less, so you borrowed 1,000, that's what I have to pay you back. But midin ribis, if it goes more, I can't give it you back. So therefore, I have to work it out and give you back less. There is the other heter. We talked about one heter when we talked about the potatoes, and that heter was Yotz HaShah. There's another heter called Yeshle. If you have, now, by Sar Basar, it's mutter, even if you only have a little bit of that currency. So if you have 110 shekel, whatever it is on you, the person says it has to be a note, because I don't know if you know, if you go to change money by a money changer, the coins, they won't give you the same value, if at all, they certainly won't take the lechlal, but if at all, they won't give you the same value, so it's not called the same thing. But if you have a note, so in dollars, there's a thing, because $1 note, they also don't give you a note, so the same value. If you come with $101, they'll give you the same value. If you come with $101 note, they won't give you the same value, they'll give you $100 note. If you have a 5-tenth note, or you have a 20 shekel note, whatever it is, so then you can borrow 1,000 shekel.
Why does it make it better? I know that's a lot, but why does it make it better?
So, when you've got all the, when you have yeshle akul, that means to say I've got the full 1,000 shekel, then it's very simple, because it's called ke'ilu konolo. Yeah? If you haven't got the simplest way is that zeh gozru v'zeh gozru. Chazal were the ones that said midat Torah, as we said, it's not after this. It's only a simple rabbanon. They said that it looks like ke'ilu you've already got. So basically, the way they say it is that they look at each dollar individually. So if you borrowed 1,000 shekel and you have 20 shekel note, you it's like I borrowed off you 50 times 20 shekel. Say that.
Which is